That actually, I thought I looked like really something like Dennis Hopper out of Easy Rider. Sadly, I think I look more like Wallace and Gromit. But let's talk to Alan here, who's you're in charge of Spin Magazine. That's right. Right. What do you think of the Friday gig for Michael Jackson? I mean, do you think it's a bit contrived?
Well, I think, you know, as a first step back in, I think the thing that troubles me about this show is introducing a new record with a retrospective. I think what's most important for Michael at this point is to reestablish or even establish a connection with young record buyers, people who actually buy the most CDs. And I don't think they need to see, here's how great he was 20 years ago. They need to see, this is somebody who's vital moving forward. That's what he has to prove.
I mean, who would you like to see performing alongside him? Well, Alien Ant Farm, you're saying.
The main thing I'd like to see is I'd like to see more focus just on him, on Michael as a performer. Let him sing and dance, remind people why they loved him in the first place. You don't need to trick it out with all this other stuff. If you then brought out, you know, Britney, Usher, have Alien Ant Farm do their hit, you know, do a couple of things. But I think the spotlight should be much more focused on him rather than on his celebrity friends and his legacy and all this sort of peripheral stuff.
And just very quickly, you're going on Monday.
I'm going on Monday night. I'll be out of town Friday. Can't wait. It'll be fascinating, okay, regardless of what it is.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alan. Let's just plunge into the crowd. Now, Pedro here, you've been staying here for 3 days. You've been waiting outside.
Yeah, we've been waiting outside just to see him, and we saw him 3 times.
And you've got a glimpse of him.
Sorry?
You've got a glimpse of him, did you?
Yeah.
And is that worth it, though? Is it worth the wait, really?
I mean, he's very nice to us. He's like, you know, he wants to keep in touch with his fans. And when he comes out, he speaks to us, he touches us, and say thank you for the new record and everything.
He touches you. That has kind of connotations.
And, Max, be careful.
You know, he gives us a hug at times and whatever he
does.
You know, this waiting out here is going to take a long time. How long are you prepared to do it? You going to do it till Monday?
We're going to wait here until,
Well, I'm just going to do my thing, and if it comes out when I'm here, then
What is her thing, Max?
But I'm not going to have everything depend on him.
So what is your thing? What do you do here to keep yourself entertained in between the long hours that Jacko comes out?
I just go do some sightseeing. I went to Greenwich Village yesterday. And
nice, they're good jeans.
Yeah, exactly. So I get entertained. I do stuff.
Max, let's just come back. Just focus, refocus off 1984.
Totally.
Okay, shut up, love.
Okay, thank you very much. 1984 was a nice sweatshirt, actually. It's a good year as well. It's almost the year I was born. Now, just say thank you very much for you people. Just have good luck waving to Michael Jackson when he comes out. And go back to the studio. That's just about it from the lovely Palace Hotel.
Back to the studio. That's a lovely phrase, isn't it? Can I just say, have you got any questions for the fans out there? Trey, Joe, do you want to ask Miss 1984 anything?
Yeah, which bit of Michael Jackson do they think is the oldest?
No.
Wait,
no, let's not ask them that because they could be revolting. And that was young boys approaching Max. Let's say goodbye to New York.
Bye to New York.
Bye, Max.
Bye. Wave, everybody, if you wave goodbye. See ya.
Spanish is
What's wrong
stupid.
With them? They were very excited. They're not like the kids in my days.
People are really cynical and pessimistic about this Michael Jackson comeback. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm on my knees facing Mecca, hoping he's going to turn out like a bad boy and just do it and do it well.
Hopefully you'll be the only person on the knees at that concert.
Yeah.